This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The nonprofit Visit Eau Claire will continue working to make the region a hub for tourism and enhance quality of life for locals after finalizing a new three-year contract from 2026 to 2028 with the City Council. Kenzie Havlicek is the executive director of Visit Eau Claire and says the partnership between the nonprofit and the city will allow them to continue building on their recent successes.
Over the past year, we have had many thoughtful, forward-thinking conversations about how to strengthen Eau Claire's future, and it has been inspiring to see the level of collaboration and care that has gone into that process. This agreement represents an important step forward, one that strengthens our transparency, communication, and alignment between our organizations. Most importantly, it sets the stage for us to keep building on Eau Claire's incredible momentum, both as a destination and a community we are proud to call home.
The tourism industry generated a record-setting $461 million of revenue for Eau Claire County in 2024. The new contract with Visit Eau Claire also includes $85,000 to fund the development of a 10-year strategic plan. Havlicek says the new master plan will help guide investments for the future of the industry to benefit both visitors and locals.
We are also looking forward to developing the Destination Master Plan, a chance to bring in community voices, dream big, and create a blueprint that enhances Eau Claire's economic vitality, cultural vibrancy, and overall quality of life.
Funding for the nonprofit remained the same under the new contract. Visit Eau Claire will receive 70% of the revenue generated by room taxes, also known as lodging taxes, from hotel or short-term rental stays. The remaining 30% will go directly to the city. Visit Eau Claire will also be required to pay back $2.4 million that the city contributed to the development of the new Sonnentag Center in installments through 2042. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined a bipartisan coalition of 35 states urging Congress to oppose efforts to ban state laws regulating the use of artificial intelligence. According to a press release, the Coalition of Attorneys General expressed concerns over recent reporting that a measure banning states from passing their own laws to regulate artificial intelligence could be included in a military funding bill. In a letter, they said they recognize the potential benefits of artificial intelligence, but also recognize the negative effects of the technology. In the press release, Attorney General Call noted that artificial intelligence has become a common aspect of scams, especially ones that target senior citizens who may not be aware of the capabilities of AI. Some of the state laws enacted to protect residents from those negative effects include things like prohibiting AI tools from being used to share misinformation with voters, compromise data privacy, and develop algorithms to manipulate and raise costs for residents. The coalition also called on Congress to develop substantive federal protections against harmful uses of artificial intelligence. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced it will reduce its proposed fee increases for livestock markets, dealers, and truckers. The agency had proposed significant increases set to go into effect in July of 2027, leading to strong pushback from workers in the state's agricultural industry. The increases included a jump in the license fee for the animal market Class A category from $420 to over $7,400. The registration fee for truckers moving livestock also would have increased from about $60 to nearly $400. Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection officials initially argued that the increases were necessary due to a decrease in federal funding. They also said the fees haven't been increased since 2009. After receiving hundreds of public comments on the increases, agency officials now say they'll release a reduced fee increase outline in the coming days and that they plan to seek additional state funding to reduce the agency's reliance on the industry fees. The city of Eau Claire is reminding residents that free sand is available ahead of snowstorms during the winter. According to a press release, city of Eau Claire residents can access the sand at no cost 24 hours a day at the central maintenance facility on Forest Street. There is a limit of 1 5-gallon pail of sand per resident. Any residents looking to acquire the sand must also bring their own shovel and container to pick it up. Sand is commonly spread on sidewalks in the winter to reduce the risk of pedestrians slipping and falling due to icy conditions. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents that the deadline for 2026 bear and spring turkey hunting applications is coming up. According to a press release, hunters can submit their applications for the season through the Go Wild portal or through an in-person license agent until December 10th. The drawing for the 2026 black bear authorizations will occur in February, and selected applicants can begin purchasing their bear license in March. The drawing for the spring turkey harvest authorization will take place later this month. The Menominee Market Food Co-op is inviting residents to its annual Holiday Hoopla event this weekend. According to a press release, the event will be held on Saturday, December 6th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the organization's Menominee store location. The event will feature things like free pictures with Santa and free holiday activities for kids, as well as discounts on local products and some free samples from local businesses. More information on the event can be found on the Menominee Market Food Co-op website. Health experts are reminding residents to take precautions against respiratory illnesses as the holiday season gets underway. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say flu activity is still fairly low, but with many people traveling after Thanksgiving and spending more time indoors, those numbers could begin to spike quickly. Residents should make sure they're up to date on vaccinations against things like the flu and COVID-19, wash their hands regularly, and stay home if they're sick to help protect against further spread of respiratory viruses. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It's the Bucks and the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks on the road tonight against the Wizards at the Capital One Arena in downtown Washington. The Bucks have Giannis and Kevin Porter Jr. back from injuries, able to end that 7-game losing streak over the weekend. College football. Wisconsin lost at Minnesota 17-7. So after finishing 4-8, where's the Badgers program headed? Luke Fickell.
It is what it is right now. You know, so we know more than anything that we have to grow. We have to move forward. We have to build on the positive things that we do have, and that's the only thing we can do. Whether, you know, we create our own momentum and energy, and that's where we've got to make sure that that isn't lost.
NFL, the Packers host the Bears Sunday at Lambeau Field. The Bears have won 5 in a row and are in first place after beating the Eagles.
You know, in the NFC North, it's a tight race. There's a lot of good football teams in our division, so we got to come out here and handle business.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a chance of scattered snow showers. Our high right around 20 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low teens. And then tomorrow, another mostly cloudy day with a high in the low to mid 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.